to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, lassies and leprechauns, lucky charms and limerick lovers, and oh, sexperts and sex pots, right? Green. We're talking about green, right? Yes, indeed. Happy St. Patty's Day, Bonoboville.
Yay!
And just in case you don't know, this is a show about sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Hey, women!
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. We talk about the sexual side of life, which is the essence of life, the trick we play on death. Yes, indeed, sex is the life force, eros, as opposed to thanatos. Mm-hmm. Shoot your shillelagh, baby. Not your A-15, okay? Like... the gun between your legs, we like. That's what we do like. We are bonobo sapiens, humans who like bonobos in Bonoboville. And we are celebrating St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Why do we wear green on St. Patty's Day? Camouflage. Yes, camouflage. That's right. Green, so that the leprechauns don't see you, because if they do, they pinch you. That's right. Pinch you. Because if you're wearing green, you blend in with the earth and the trees, you know, the green and the marijuana. You blend in with that too. But if you're wearing pink or white or something else, well, Donald Trump will grab your pussy. I mean, the leprechauns will pinch you. And so that's why we wear green. And yeah, these leprechauns are a little bit nasty, huh? Yeah. But St. Patty's Day is kind of a nasty, naughty holiday. It is. You're supposed to drink a lot. We're going to get to that, okay? Agua. And guess what color it is? You're going to get laid. We're going to have to lay them with the lays tonight. Yes. And Trump's America. A pot of gold for the rich and the corporations, yeah, and the defense contractors, and pinching everything else that's good, everything that's green, right? I mean, speaking of green, we have some problems here. Not the Earth. The Earth will survive. It's humanity that just may not last much longer. If policies like our guy here keeps going, then our green will be gone. And this will be the green. By the way, this green is an interesting green I have here. I just want to explain. I'm pretty much over the flu, but I had the flu. So I went to Kaiser, and they gave me this. And my first thought was, you know, of course, being married to Max, condom, right?
Some thoughts.
Yeah, it's... I guess you're supposed to expectorate in here. Anyway, Max's condom. Yep. So, right. St. Patrick, by the way, was an immigrant. Did you know that? Of course. He was from England. He came to Ireland, and he chased the snakes away. I love snakes, so I don't know if I like that so much. But, yeah, okay, he was an immigrant. And he was a guy, okay? So we can't really honor him for Women's Month because I guess he was a guy. I guess he had a shillelagh, although I don't know if anybody saw it. So I wanted to honor a couple of women tonight, and one of them is a young woman. I think she's over 18, so I think I can put her picture on this show, although she's not naked. Emma Gonzalez. There she is, with green behind her. And she is a great young lady leading the Parkland students, one of the leaders. But I think she's very visible. And she was one of the first ones that came out and said, enough of your BS, you know? And she and her friends seem to be making some changes, amazingly. They really... are. They give me hope. They really do. And I mean, the way that they shame adults is just fantastic. I mean, I don't like sexual shame. But the shame of allowing death merchants to finance your political campaign, well, I think you should be ashamed of that. So that's what they're shaming a lot of adults for, and I think it's great. And she also shamed this one guy, this candidate, a Republican candidate in Maine, and he apologized to her. And he withdrew from the race because of what he said, because he called her a skinhead lesbian. Oh my goodness, let's just... name call. And yeah, he was forced, like we're forcing Trump to eat his restraining order. He was forced to drop out of the race and to apologize to this 18-year-old girl who happens to have a shaved head. You know, maybe, I don't know why, you know, she likes it. She looks cute. Or in remembrance of her friends that were killed. I don't know. But, he chooses to call her a skinhead lesbian, and we don't know her sexual orientation. Yeah. And anyway, she's great. We love her. So let's give three cheers.
Cheers.
Hopefully yes. She's having orgasms somewhere. I don't know. And she is over 18. But I think she's very sexy. And I'd do her. Yeah, you would do her. Yeah. Okay, but no, we're not doing her. No, we're just saying we would, and maybe if she gets old. I mean, she is old enough, but I'm not trying to mix this up, okay? Although I will say this. It's important to get your message across to have some sex appeal. Weapons of mass seduction, people. Right, so she's got them. She's doing it, and so are her friends. And the other woman I want to honor tonight, it actually has some interesting similarities that I want to discuss in just a moment. But we honored her last week. I feel that we need to honor her again because she's got legs and boobs.
Yep, and blonde hair and everything. Stormy Daniels. Go, Stormy, go.
Watch out.
Go, Stormy. She's going. She's got a sexy lawyer, too. You know, the guy, he's kind of cool. He talks real fast. And you know, he's not taking shit. And Trump, I mean, how can you spell I'm guilty besides putting a restraining order on this woman who says that she had an affair with you, and you're saying you can't say that? And so, of course, you know, you did it. I mean, let me just say, if I were Trump's sex therapist, which I couldn't tell you if I was. I'm not, but if I was, I couldn't tell you anyway. So, you know, I would tell him to come clean at this point. I mean, he's got to. And I do understand, you know, the whole idea of, I hate the term white lies. It sounds so racist. you know, like when Hope says that. Like, I'm a little white girl telling white lies. But I do understand when, you know, you cover up an affair to preserve the faux hypocritical sanctity of your family. Okay, but this is above and beyond. And I would tell him, you know, you're cornered. Basically, she's checkmated you. And you have, you know, your fans aren't going to care. They love you anyway, even if you have an affair with a porn star. And your enemies aren't going to hate you anymore. So you might as well say yes to that. In fact, some people might even like you better that you know. So I would say that to him. But obviously, you know, he's not taking my advice, whether he's my client or not, which I couldn't tell you if he was. But he doesn't take anyone's advice, even if they're his lawyer or his therapist or whatever. So, you know, he's doing the restraining order. He's like suing her for $20 million. He's got his lawyer. Oh, by the way, he hired a new lawyer. Wow. And listen to this guy's name. Okay, this is a good one. This is a new lawyer, Charles Harder. What's the word? Sluts. The shillelagh. Charles got a harder shillelagh. And let me say, he was the lawyer for Hulk Hogan. So it kind of fits, you know, wrestling and the presidency, right? And so he's now going to be the lawyer for Trump. And he won for Hulk Hogan, by the way, against Gawker. He got a settlement, or he put Gawker out of business.
That was Mr. Thiel.
Who?
Thiel? The billionaire Thiel.
I don't know that part.
Yeah, he's the one that funded the suit.
Oh.
Yeah, he sits on the board of Facebook. These people are fascists.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if he's involved with the whole Trump defense, but now they're moving the case, and I know this is kind of detailed, but they're moving the case to federal court, which I have been in. And federal court is where you can do a lot of shenanigans because you're not, you know, on display. Like when you're in local courts, you're on display, and state courts, and, you know, you there's some right of the public to watch it or see it. And federal court, you can keep things very secret. So I guess they want to keep things secret, right? Like, like there's any secret. This is the secret everyone knows, that Stormy that whacked Mango Mussolini here. Yes, Adolf Twitler with probably this Forbes, because this is from 2006. What I'm holding here is the Forbes with Trump and Junior, who, by the way, his wife filed for divorce this week. Just to keep you up to date, we don't know if it's because they want to separate the finances or she just can't stand the pig. I don't know. But she's divorcing. And then, of course, Ivanka, who looks like Stormy. See how it all fits together. See how it's just a happy little fairy tale with princesses, blonde and
you know, frolicking around, spanking the king. Anyway, the king could be deposed, and maybe it's not going to be the Russians, which is all complicated, and I don't even know if anybody cares. Maybe it's going to be Stormy. We'll storm the White House. Yes, indeed. People understand sex. They understand he had sex with that woman, and he lied about it, and he obstructed the truth from the people. If he keeps obstructing, it could do him in. We're with you, Stormy. Yeah. That's right.
And you keep
Let's hear it for Stormy.
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to say that Stormy and the Parkland students have certain things in common. They seem like they don't, you know. The Parkland students hopefully are virgins. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But they're not, you know, these porn stars, obviously. But they both have a certain quality. That quality is you can't shame them. You can't embarrass them. The students are students. They're like, hey, we're kids, man. You know, you're the adults. You're supposed to take. Can we just go to school and not get fucking murdered? Okay? So you can throw anything at them, and it doesn't hit them. They're asking a perfectly reasonable question. And they just don't want to get murdered. They're innocent. They're children. They're teenagers, I guess. Not really children, but Stormy, in a way, is similar. You can't shame her. You can't shame a shameless porn star, especially one who knows what she's doing, and she is a successful porn star. You know, she's a director. And, you know, you can't, a lot of people, that's what Trump does. He shames people. He calls people names. You can't call her a name. If you do, she'll just throw it right back at you. Thank you. Yes. That's right. Yes, indeed. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women for Stormy?
A-woman.
Stormtroopers. She's got some stormtroopers there. You know, and I guess that doesn't hurt her appeal. You know, and there's another thing that both Stormy and the Parkland students have in common. And kind of Trump has this in common, but they ace him. Social media. Right? That's where all the other politicians and all us other adults are clueless. But the kids, they know social media. They can beat him at his own game. He's pretty good at Twitter, but they're much better. And guess who else is better at Twitter? Stormy Daniels. She is the SmackDown Twitter artist. And guess why? Because porn stars are great at Twitter. That's true. They are. They have been doing Twitter since the beginning. And so they're basically almost as good at Twitter as the kids that were brought up with social media. So, you know, these two forces give me hope right now in the middle of Women's Month on St. Patrick's Day. And I just want to say thank you for giving me some hope in this kind of scary Trumpocalypse. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
And thank you all for joining me on St. Patty's Day. I want to introduce my exciting guest. First of all, yes, this is Phoenix Dawn, and let's see your little tutu here. Let's look at this tutu. Oh, my goddess. Woo!
Mm.
Leprechauns, look
nice.
Out. Yeah.
Very nice.
St. Patrick's Day, too.
And here's Mia. What are you wearing, Mia? You're wearing my belly dancer dress. Okay.
Yummy.
Watch
shake
out.
Shake it, shake it, shake it. Yes, you got some Watch pots out. Of gold all over you. And let's see. So right next to you is the lovely and green... Sean, gosh.
Sean, let it out.
Get it, girl.
Okay, let's see your outfit.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, kind of. That's very cute, actually. And you're in green, and so maybe you won't get pinched. Can you turn around?
Maybe.
Oh, you can. Very nice, very nice, Sean. And Sean, you are a multifaceted guest, I guess.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So one of your facets is you're a pure romance
consultant.
Yes.
I tell women how to make their sex lives better.
Ah.
Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want a better sex life?
Okay. Can you give us a quick tip to get lucky for St. Patty's Day, even though it's almost over?
Gosh. Oh, there's lots of quick tips.
Well to get lucky
one of my main questions is if a woman should choose a dildo or a vibrator. That's the number one question.
A shillelagh? Or
And my answer to that is, if you like to be in control, dildos are the best. If you like surprises, vibrators are the best.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. You know, I was thinking about the romance of actually getting together with another human being. But, you know, that's okay. You put it together. You could have a romance with your sex toy. Absolutely. You could, and I have, and but I still like my husband best. But it's definitely great to have a threesome sometimes.
Thank
you. You're welcome, Shalala boy. Right? Condom right here for you. Okay, so great. Well, we'll be talking to you more. And now we have metaphysical.
Hello. Doctor. Blessed to be here. Just blessed to be here.
Welcome. Happy St. Patty's Day. You're certainly green. I should have you stand up and show off your sweater. Look at you. You're
it's
tall.
Get it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you're walking to a beat that I can't hear, but it's cool. Yeah. Okay, you got any Irish in you? Yeah? Okay.
I have no Irish
in
me.
You're in a jig, yeah.
No Irish in me, though.
Uh-huh.
I am.
She got a shillelagh.
It's well endowed. It's
okay.
Not a shillelagh, but
oh.
It's a part of my. Sorry.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, it's part of me.
Okay, yeah. I guess maybe, yeah, the Irish don't have real prominent ones.
Green is my favorite color, though,
yes.
So I can let you know that for sure.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you came on the night of your favorite color. Right. Great you didn't come on the 4th of July.
No.
Great. Okay.
Still want to do something.
And you're a rapper, a hip-hop?
Conscious writer, conscious hip-hop lyricist.
Lyricist.
Storyteller and rhyme.
Limericks. How about limericks? It's St. Patty's Day.
If you let it go like that, it'll make sense, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Limericks.
You're
going
to throw some on us, right, soon? Or tonight? Or now? Or
later on tonight.
We'll introduce our other guests, and you will do this.
I have a song called Hempster Riddle.
Hamster?
Hempster.
Hempster.
Like the marijuana we smoke?
Hempster.
Hempster.
Oh, the green of...
It's St. Patrick's Day. Green is my favorite color.
Green is a good color.
I smoke weed.
For tonight. You smoke weed.
So we put that together.
I see. And you are also, Sean, a weed advocate. Is that right? That weed and vibrators and dildos go together.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. I actually have a dildo that you can smoke weed out of.
That's fantastic.
I do. We could use that maybe. Somebody wants to.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
But can you smoke weed while using it at the same
time? Yeah, the person who is the pipe goes between the legs, and then you could be smoking weed while you're distributing it. But you're basically the source of the distribution there. It's the person smokes the weed from you. You are the goddess cannabis. Sativa.
Or let it out.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, and on this side, I feel like we've got these different sides. And this is the exciting gas mask girl side.
Yay. Check them out.
Yeah, check them out. Check them out. I feel like you all should kind of stand up, but I don't know. Yeah, let's all kind of show off what is going on here. Wow. Just
it looks
turn
so
around.
Nice, Doctor.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Wow.
It's latex.
Okay, so
Latina.
Baby, you'll sit down and describe what they're wearing. Mm-hmm. Are you the manager?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Tell us who you are. You are.
Okay, so I'm pretty much the talent manager for Gas Mask Girls. These are best girls right here. We got Mariposa.
The best girls. We got the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Right here in studio.
Best latex Latinas.
Latex Latinas.
Yep.
Is that like a subtitle for Gas Mask Girls now?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are not wearing green because we are definitely going to do some stuff today.
Yeah. You're going to get pinched is what I know. Not you. Yes. Right. Okay. So let's see. We've got Leticia.
Leticia.
Latina Leticia.
Latina Leticia. And?
I'm Renee.
Renee. Yeah. And?
Mariposa.
Mariposa the butterfly.
The butterfly.
Right. Mm. Mariposa and Leticia. Okay, so who wants to model their outfit first?
I want her to show it.
There you
well,
go.
You
go
seem very dominant. There we go. Okay. And so totally. She's all kind of tied up in a bow. And this is Leticia.
Yep.
Leticia. And she's not wearing very much, but yet there's all kinds of things on her. She is wearing a transparent raincoat, totally transparent. And then this, what is that? A teddy? But barely a teddy. Really, it's a string and a bow. That's what it is. A string and a bow. And she's got lovely little peace hearts on her butt. That's so cute. Turn around and show off your butt with the peace hearts. Nice little tattoos. And I would say she's completely shaved from what I can see of her Delta of Venus. Maybe there's a little bit of hair there. We got any in the middle? Let me see the middle. Oh, okay. I can't see any. It looks very, very shaved. Okay, turn around, show off. Yeah. All right. And her foot is now rising. Oh, and now you're gonna worship her foot, Mariposa. Is worshiping.
It's part of what we do.
It's part of what you do.
Yep.
Okay. Well, go for it. Do it.
Get it, girl.
Do your thing. You are now kissing toes. But you know, I still think that because, you know, you're not wearing green, you need a pinch. Pinch.
I'm gonna get a pinch tail.
Pinch.
Phoenix, go in.
Oh, pinch the nipple.
Come on, Phoenix.
Get it, girl.
Pinch.
Get it, get it, get it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it for the lovely outfit. Who is the dress designer of this? Who's the costume mistress?
Yep, we got
you are,
back.
Renee. You are the costume mistress. Very good. All right, so now, Mariposa, can you show us your outfit?
Of course.
Okay.
Mine is just red. A just. Little kinky going on. You know, not green.
No, not
purposely,
green.
Purposely not green.
Okay, so you're kind of asking for a pinch. I don't, I can't.
Go on, gotta get a feel.
From Phoenix.
Once I get a feeling.
A little bit more from
Ooh.
Phoenix.
Watch out.
Backstage is getting a little... A little tempting.
Very.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tempt me too much, girl. My partner for the day is Leticia.
Your partner for the day.
Yes.
Well, it's the night. But no, we certainly are encouraging your partnership. So what do you do as partners? What do you? Well, you're now Gas Mask Girls.
Yes.
How long have you been Gas Mask Girls?
We are actually starting out. This has been going since 2007. We're in and out, but we are currently restarting it more new. And we do a little bit more of BDSM, and it has to do with foot fetishes, definitely. We do a lot of spanking, tying up, pulling hair. I'm the dominant one. I don't know if you've caught on to that yet. I'm the dominant one.
No, I need to be
told that.
I use the dildo, not the vibrator.
The dildo.
Yes.
Yeah, I see. Do you have a dildo that you use?
Oh, yes.
Okay, with you?
I've never done a vibrator, ever.
No. Is that a religious thing, that you don't use vibrators?
A sexual religious thing, yeah, I guess you kind could of say, yes.
Something you don't want people to get into the vibrator more than you?
I like to take control.
See, there you go. Okay, so our romance consultant is nodding. Do you have a microphone? Do you want to, like, give you some 2 cents or some dildos?
Dildos are great, but I like surprises.
You like surprises.
I like
right.
surprises.
But she's a dominant woman. So she wants to control the activity, right?
It's a good idea. Control is good in lots of ways.
Well, I mean, everybody has their things that they like to do. And sometimes that can change. And so, you know, I think it's kind of an interesting thing that, you know, dildos work more for someone who wants to control the action, whereas when you just want to come, like you had a long, hard day, and you don't necessarily want to do the whole relationship thing, but you want your partner there with you or not, you know, a vibrator is a time saver.
Toys are great for partners.
Toys are great either
They're
way.
Great for partners.
Either way, yes. Either way, you know. And St. Patty's Day is not just for lovers. It's also for drunks. it's mainly for drunks, really. I don't know. I mean, wasn't St. Patrick, he was celibate, I guess. He was a saint. He didn't have sex, right? But he had a lot of snakes, anyway. Okay. So, since it is a drinking holiday, we have a drink that goes with the holiday. And, you know, we could be doing it all night, but I think we'll just do it now.
It is green.
And so, I would say our gas mask girls maybe should be involved in this somehow. Do either of you drink or not drink?
We do drink.
You do drink?
She needs a drink
right
now.
Okay, I'm looking at Mario. Yeah, it's okay? Okay, it's okay. All right. Well, so then, come right here.
Leticia?
Well, you're in the position of altar girl, actually. But that's okay. You can do that. So would you like to have your dominant mistress? Is she your mistress, Mariposa? She will take communion from you. Or do you want Phoenix to take communion from you? Oh, decisions. How about...
I'll do it.
What? You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
But I'm the sinner.
That's right.
Someone's going to teach me how to do communion.
Right. We're going to teach you. This is what you do. She is your altar. Actually, her tits are your altar. And you worship her altar by just, you know, kissing and licking them. And then we apply the salt, which, if you're Catholic, could be the equivalent of the body. But we're not exactly Catholic. Or, I mean, Irish even. But, you know, it is a form of communion and baptism. And yes, sure and begorra, it's appropriate for tonight because it's like a body shot. So, all right.
We're going
to
put salt on it?
Put salt on. Well, you're going to lick it first so that, so that you wet the surface. And of course, smacking the surface also helps. No, she's not. You could pinch the surface also. She's a naughty, naughty girl for not wearing green. And she does have lovely boobs, though. I will say that. Very lovely. Okay.
Let's get the salt going.
Salt those boobies. Yes. Okay. Salt them. Salt them up good. Yes, indeed. And so now you are the
salt
recipient.
Good.
And so... You lay back, yes, you lay back between her legs.
Open them. Open them up for me.
And you
lean back. Back, back, back. Yes, I know. It's a little bit of loss of control. Yeah. Move the microphone. And you got waterboarded. Yay! On the Dr. Susan Block Show. Very good. Very good. Beautiful. And can we have a lay? Lays for the girls. We will also say...
You're kind of tangled.
You got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Oh, yes. There you go. Now, you have communed. Lovely. How much time do we have?
An hour.
No, you people don't know.
We're going to find out. We're
going to
find out.
We are going to find
out.
Usually, yes. I mean, I know we started a little bit late, so I'm figuring, I just want to figure.
Yes.
I want to see if...
You're almost out of tape from the first hour.
Ah, yes. Almost.
I just don't know how long. But shortly, a messenger will arrive.
A messenger.
To tell us...
24 minutes.
You have 24 minutes.
That doesn't sound like shortly.
No,
actually.
That's not shortly. That we
not at all.
Out. Right.
So, metaphysical. Meta?
Metaphysical.
What do we call you?
Metaphysical.
Metaphysical. Okay. I'm going to say, well, actually, let's have you ladies come on back here because you look so nice.
Thank you.
And you can just sit right down here on the bed. And I will stand here and mill around. And I will ask metaphysical to get into the center of the womb room and get a little metaphysical with us.
Good evening, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Into the night.
Check it.
Mm-hmm.
This next song is called Hamster Riddle.
Hola, strengthen our faith. Our Lord, that we might continue to hate evil.
Are there any marijuana smokers out there?
Yes.
Yes.
By chance?
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
I feel like my marijuana. Mm.
Well, I let the reaper smoke hug me, swallow me up like I'm in a bubble. Making no trouble as I live my life day by day. The choices I take, decisions I have made. Within these God-passed tools, I'm indestructible. Living within the day, dunning all the impossible. Knowing the day, by the way, is temporary. And this, I must go release the spiritual. Open our doors, that's arrested, been a loss along. The reefer to me feels so pretty like a song. Pushing for consciousness in every man, woman, and child. And knowing this, conservatives be buck wild. This hill is evident, my country do take care of me. But men expand the mind, what's going to be we see? Back in the day, tobacco was known as healthier. Now man can see the light, thanks to the molecule. The use itself of the reefer stock, he makes the rope. Conscious the woman legacies right here. And take expansion of mankind like aboriginal. With these the powers that be Mother Earth, you know. Starting from dirt, go back to this, man, are you seeing these? So to do some of these wonders within a city. Broken down compound by compound never realized. Exist within this herb, show light before you die. I'm dizzy, but I walk the straight line, see. I see clearly all these lovelies, believe me. Yeah. Within my hem circle, recognize petty, Mr. Man stress-free. Just be out in that on clock, Mr. Man maintain flow. Co-producing everyday life within energy zone. I'm going home, push the hallway back to Africa. Living within the day, done and gold, that will laugh with you. It's within the day, you recognize this here life conscious state. Nothing's gonna come with the... Now lay within these vehicles, man, top production. My nasty music likes it, something out of nothing. And we're doing these, but sure, man's got that hamster gaze. Throwing out consciousness directly from the stage. I smoke the herb, read the curve, all my thorns in life. No doubts until it's worth the things you doubt to do. Like Geronimo flow at the token on a peace pipe. Scopes sit tight for this night upon the wrong. Travel the plains, one soloist, the town encounters. Bring that hit disguised as a lyricist. Most you don't know about that soloist named Meta. Letta Setta, aligning syllables with the wetter. Sound to be squeezing out more juice than pus. Sound to be kicking up much dust. I'm like the hamster rapper, man, even done side by fiddle. You giggle at the unlock of the hamster riddle. I'm dizzy, but I walk the straight line, see. Yo, I see clearly, folks, believe me. Dr. Susan Block,
nonstop.
Metaphysical.
Yeah. Letting it go.
In Bonoboville. Yeah.
For you to know. One time for your mind. Yeah. Dr. Susan Block.
Yay, metaphysical.
Yes.
In Bonoboville.
Straight line, see?
Live on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Woo. Yes, indeed.
One time.
And I forgot the gas mask, girls. Wear gas masks. Here we go. Here's a gas mask, girl, in a gas mask. Yeah.
Look at that.
She's asking for it.
So when
on St. Patrick's Day, no green.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, metaphysical.
What is,
what is that, the weed anthem? What is that called?
Perna.
Hamster riddle.
Hamster.
I smoke so much weed. Hamster riddle.
Hamster riddle, baby.
Yes.
I'm dizzy, too. Okay. So we're all hanging out. You look great. Look at you with your boob hanging out and your gas mask on. No. It looks good. Okay. Everybody. Leave it like that. Whew. That's great. Look at this. How do you feel in the gas mask?
Oh, she can't breathe. It restricts her breathing.
Watch out.
But she likes it.
Uh-huh. Right. She likes it.
There's something...
Breath play.
It's breathtaking that it restricts her breathing, and I like it.
I like it.
You like it.
Yes.
And she loves it.
You like being in control.
She loves it.
Of her face.
Everything.
She has a beautiful face.
Yes.
And now it's covered with a gas mask. And this, of course, seems very appropriate in a way because, of course, with Trump policies such as they are, soon we're all going to have to be wearing gas masks. Just to live on Earth, or those of us who go off with Elon Musk to Mars, well, you know, maybe they'll have some sort of, you know, souped-up model, not this old-fashioned thing. But they will have something you have to wear, because we're ruining the air. So here we are.
Yes, lovely.
Yes, lovely.
So, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Max.
How do you get a fetish like that? What happened? Was
it
there a traumatic day?
On.
Oh, it turns you okay.
To know that she's vulnerable right now.
Mm.
And I'm the only one who's going to help her.
She's vulnerable.
So she's looking for me to help her. And it's my choice if I want to or not.
Uh-huh. I see.
And I will eventually.
I really like the sounds of that.
All right.
How good does it feel?
Amazing.
It feels amazing. Does it also feel amazing to take it off? It's one of those things.
It's scary when it's on, but it's just exciting.
It's scary.
You don't know if you're gonna pass out. You don't know if you're going to wake up. If you're not, but either way, I'm in heaven.
But also, there's like the mystery of the mask. Mm-hmm. You know, the mask that frees you because you're not you. You've got a mask. So it's kind of exciting for some people to wear any kind of mask. That's why people like, you know, Halloween and Mardi Gras, because you put a mask on and then you can let out your Stormy Daniels.
Right. That other person in you. That other person in you.
Yeah. Huh?
Mm. True.
Well, you gals are having some fun. So I know that when Manny was here, he was talking about having been in Iraq. I'm not sure when he was there, but I think it was sort of, when was it? 2005. Okay. Thank you, Mario, for the info. Anyway, he was there. I don't know if you were there, Mario, but Manny said when he was on the show that that's where he came up with his gas mask fetish. They didn't exactly wear ones like this, I guess. These are kind of old-fashioned but cool and fetishy. But they did have these drills where they'd have to put something on to protect themselves from real gas, sarin, I don't know, whatever, you know, they might get.
And I guess it, the combination of the excitement and the fear and just being young and horny gave him a gas mask fetish and a whole business. Now he's got a business of gas maskery, and you are part of it. You are, like, we have Bonoboville, you're part of the gas maskville. Yeah. But you seem like you're really kind of into it yourselves. I mean, I'll just say this. He's brought other gals here, but they seem to be more models, and you seem to be more participants.
Yes.
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 Yes. Nice.
So that's, you're absolutely right. We are more like participants with the whole gas mask thing. We have series that are going on. It's a kind of detective thing series, and we're going to be releasing it soon. We're doing movies, and we're actually looking to do one with Phoenix here.
Okay.
Watch out.
It's going to be coming.
All right.
It's going to be good.
Okay. Well, that's good. So what do you do in your movies?
In our movies, it's a lot about feet, foot fetishes, and BDSM. Gas masks. She will wear a gas mask, and I'll tie her up.
You seem to want to show yourself off more.
Let her.
I think you should. Yes, I agree. Let's, yeah, and in fact.
Doctor, those are lovely breasts.
This is beautiful. You should just open yourself up to the world.
It's the outfit.
I know. The outfit wants to show itself off. Let's stand you up so that you can show yourself off.
I have no control.
Absolutely, this is quite an outfit. It's really amazing. It's sort of fun, funny, and definitely revealing, and very sexy. And
very sexy.
Woo! Hot. Letitia, where are you guys from? Where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
San Bernardino.
Okay, so you're Southern California.
Yes.
Yeah, and you?
Tijuana.
Tijuana.
California.
Wow. Okay. You are a hot girl from Tijuana.
That's hot Latina.
Hot Latina. Letitia Latina. So, yeah. Woohoo. And so, you know, you grew up with doing communion.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's almost Sunday, so.
Yeah, well, you were just an altar girl.
It is Sunday.
Now, would you like to take communion? Would you allow her, I should say, since you're the mistress, would you allow her to take communion from your altar?
I would.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
All right, we have a deal.
She's so
excited. We have a deal.
Watch out. Okay.
But she has to beg me.
Okay, get on your knees and beg her.
Please.
It's not going to be easy.
Huh? I'll pour.
It's not going to be easy.
This is what we live in.
It's not going to be easy.
Master, what are you going to do? You're going to get communion. Please. Can I please get communion?
We hear you on three different microphones.
Yes. Thank you. Yes,
please,
yes,
mistress. Mistress Mariposa. Please, Mistress Mariposa. I think she'll like that.
Please, Mistress Mariposa. Can I please get communion?
Yes, get up.
All right. Beautiful. Well, she has to take it from your altar first. Ah.
I like how you
are. Nice. Ooh, you're a lucky little communion girl.
Ooh, easy, look easy at access.
Beautiful. Yeah,
nice breast, doctor.
Thank you.
Mistress Mariposa. So prepare the altar by licking. Lick nicely, just like she likes it. Yes.
Just
happy St. Patty's
like
Day.
Yay.
And now we sprinkle the salt. Okay.
Well, I like the lipstick on her.
And now you lick. Did you lick the salt up?
Not all of it.
No, no. Lick it all up.
All of it.
Lick it all up. Yes. Lick it all up. Okay. And now you lay back, and you're going to get waterboarded. This is not like the waterboarding they do.
Gag.
In
That's all part of it, too. You better gag.
Okay.
Or so you're never doing it again.
Gag. You get waterboarded, Bonobo style. Leticia. Good girl. Happy St. Patty's Day. Sláinte. Sláinte, baby. Sláinte. Right? Is that the pronunciation? Sláinte. Sláinte. Something. I got no Irish people here.
Achala.
What is it called? Sláinte. 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 Look at these beautiful boobs.
Sláinte.
Lipsticked up.
It's called very Sláinte. Beautiful.
And totally not green. Oh, but you've got your green agua thing on. I'm going to take a pinch anyway. We are having some fun. I think we have to take a break now. No? Yes? Woo, 5 minutes. Hard. I think we're calling Trump's lawyer. Hard. Whoa. Okay, so does she get a spanking for doing such a good job of licking? Okay, let's give her a spanking.
She has to bend over. Can you do me the favor and hold
the mic
here?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, master.
Okay. So you want to spank her with your hand? Yeah. Okay. Very good. Whoa. Yow.
You like it?
Here.
Tell me you love it. I love it. Tell me you love it.
I love it.
Harder?
I love it, Mariposa.
Harder?
Harder.
Ooh. You did good. Good girl.
Yummy.
She did good.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Been a good girl.
Are you a good girl? Do you like being a good girl or you just like Mariposa?
I like being a bad girl so that she can choke me sometimes.
Oh, do not try this at home. No choking. Okay. You like the choking, though. All these young girls like choking. It's dangerous. But, you know, Mariposa looks like she knows what she's doing. Don't let just some random guy like Trump choke you, though. Okay?
I wouldn't allow that.
No, no, don't allow that. Okay. No, no, you guys are not into choking? Anybody else into choking?
I
knew it. All the pretty young girls into choking. What is that? All right. Well, we are about to take a break. Okay? Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, lassies, and leprechauns and limerick lovers. We're going to be back with more limericks from Metaphysical, and maybe we'll hear a limerick from Ikor. The Green Cross is here. And our other green goddess is Shanti. And you're going to talk about green as an aphrodisiac? Is it? Yeah? Yeah?
I can.
Yeah, Shanti Goth.
All right.
It is an aphrodisiac. It's one of the few real aphrodisiacs. By aphrodisiac, I mean it'll make you want to have sex with someone you wouldn't otherwise maybe want to have sex with, which isn't always such a good thing. But, yeah, I mean, you know, oysters and chocolate and all that stuff. I don't know if that makes you want to have sex with someone you don't want to have sex with anyway. But marijuana and, of course, alcohol, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, these are real aphrodisiacs, which is why you have to watch out when you use them. So enjoy. And remember, Jesus turned the water into wine, not the other way around. So, I think that St. Patrick did something with liquor. He did. He made some sort of stingy barkeeper. I don't know. I'll come back with that legend. He did something with... He turned some alcohol into Guinness or something. Anyway, we're going to come back with the Gas Mask Girls. Renee is the manager. And we have Mistress Mariposa and the lovely Latina, Leticia. So. And, of course, Phoenix and Mia Amore. And me, your... Love Doctor, your mistress of the airwaves, your leprechaun of love. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for
the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
One, two, Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Woo!
Yeah.
There she goes.
I'm jealous.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Oh, fuck!
Plus fort, Patrick, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Sonne les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse, en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
coming. She's
yes.
winning.
Gonna come.
Hallelujah.
Come for us, sister.
Look at
us.
That face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Danger.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
St. Patrick's Green, Hempsterville. Yes, indeed. And here we are with the Gas Mask Girls, the lovely Latina Leticia, and Mistress Mariposa Phoenix, and Shanti God.
Sean.
Yeah. I don't keep calling you different things. Sean Goth. Tell me about your name. It sounds Irish. Actually, the name Sean is very Irish, but not the way you spell it.
That's correct. My last name is actually German, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that
You're
fun?
A Goth.
Yeah.
The Goths at the gate. We have to be very scared. Okay. Well, welcome. Anyway,
thank you.
Happy to have you and, you know, your romantic expertise and hemp knowledge. And next to you is the hempster himself, metaphysical.
Doctor, blessed to be on your show.
Blessed be we to have you all. We're very excited. And here is Mr. Green Cross, Ikor the Wolf.
Watch out, watch
he's
out.
He's got his, he must have done some communion earlier. He's gotten laid,
yeah,
I can see.
Laid.
Yeah, he got laid. by Agua Coco Leaf Liqueur. It purrs. And it's so yummy. There it is. Oh, we can still do more. It's the perfect St. Patty's drink. And next to him, oh, you've lost your green. I'm going to start pinching you, Mia. Take off that jacket. Why has everybody got jackets on? Jeez. I mean, the only jackets you can wear should be transparent. Jackets.
Watch out.
Transparent. Okay. Well, you've got a jacket on, too. But you're supposed to wear the gas mask. Is that correct? You have a beautiful face, Renee. This is Renee, the mother hen. But when I asked the other guy, Mario, we decided we should have someone wearing a gas mask. That is, unless someone else wants to wear the gas mask. I don't know. You want to wear the gas mask?
Well, I was talking to her earlier, and I was like, right. I like to be choked.
Yeah, okay. So
I think I would
put
like
it on
Mia.
She's going to wear the gas mask.
Rock it, girl.
Yeah.
Rock
okay.
it.
Rock that gas mask, at least
but
for a little while.
That's it.
Here.
Scene's over.
I think you get a seat of honor then, so you should come up here. Or maybe here. Yeah, here. You should sit right in between the gas mask girls, in a way, or me and the gas mask girls.
Can I see a close-up of that, the gas mask?
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Just for a couple of seconds, look at that.
This is the St. Patrick's gas mask girl. She's all green.
Who's the girl behind you?
And everything.
Oh.
That's Stormy Daniels.
Is that Stormy?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Stormy. Stormy is
well, there you have it.
Holding Stormy, Trump in a leg right? lock. She's got him. She's got him cornered. All right. So speaking of the news, I just want to say rest in peace, Stephen Hawking, because he was a great everything. He was great. And, you know, he made us think about the cosmos. Okay, hang on, guys, before you show the picture. I want to say he's known for many things, many, many wonderful things that he's done in terms of physics and the cosmos. And a little known fact about Stephen Hawking is that he was a big fan of strip clubs. And he went to strip clubs in England and in California. And I don't even remember which ones. But now show the picture. Okay. So there he is with some girls at a strip club. And, you know, there he is with some other girls. And, yeah, I mean, he was a full... He led a very full life, you know, family and genius and did it all with, you know, this terrible condition that is actually the perfect condition to be in if you're at a strip club because you're not supposed to touch the strippers. So they can go all over you and you don't touch them. So, you know, it was kind of a great medium, I think, for him. And... I know there was controversy around it, as I'm sure there still is in terms of his legacy. But I think it's a great thing about him. So let's hear it for Stephen Hawking. Thank you for great contributions to world knowledge, to science, to physics, to astrophysics, and stripping.
Yeah. Stripping.
Yeah. Dancing, you know. One of the oldest arts known to humankind, I think. In fact, it's older than humankind because animals do it. They kind of, you know, dance around, show off their tail feathers. So. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
so, speaking of which,
Seahawk.
We got some. Sort of interesting specimens here. How are you doing in that mask, Mia? Are you comfortable?
She's surviving.
Can I have a microphone here? Yep.
It's hot.
Hot in here.
Hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Well, that could be one of the reasons.
I'm just saying.
For the gas mask is
you
don't
said it.
Get hot. Should we do a communion with a gas mask on? Yeah, communion. Okay, well, would you like to be the altar girl for the communion?
Yeah.
Okay, so who would you like to take communion?
Oh, my choice?
Your choice.
Okay, not to get
her. Oh. Woo.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Can you handle it? Nice, nice. Okay, so she's going to get communion. And you're going to get gagged soon, right? You're going to get gagged. Do you want to gag her before or after your communion? Take communion first, then gag? You know, she can't take communion while she's got a mask on.
Right.
You take it. She's the altar.
We're going to use that on you. All right,
let's go. So
let's go. Right. Turn around.
Oh, no. The first is the boobs. Remember the boobies.
Ooh.
Can we pull the boobies out? And. Let's be even. Yes, that looks good. We need the gas mask girl topless effect. Mm.
Nice breast, doctor.
Well, they're not mine, but thank you. Mia also thanks you, but she's in a gas mask right now. So, oh. And Mariposa is taking her fill, and she hasn't even gotten to the salt. Here we go. Salty. Mmm. She really does seem to be more turned on with the gas mask on. She likes that feeling. It turns you on, right?
She has to close her eyes and get into it.
You even know that she's got her eyes open. Yeah. Telling her to close her eyes. And a little bit of sensory deprivation going on here, I believe. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Shot?
Your shot, yes. Of course, ma'am. Yes. Mistress Mariposa. Your shot. The agua, liqueur, elixir of St. Patrick's power. Woohoo! You got waterboarded on
like
the Dr. Susan
right.
Block Show.
Just like
Bonobo
that.
Style. And she's already gotten laid. But, you know, she's laid. Woo! And look at this beautiful altar with a mask on, gas mask girl.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. She's
hallelujah.
Quite the gas mask girl.
Hickey's all over the titties.
Yeah, does it make you feel mysterious?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, not
okay.
Mysterious.
No. Not mysterious at all.
But okay. Definitely
horny.
Horny.
Horny. Very good. Okay, well, I'm glad. So, you know,
definitely works.
You can certainly keep rubbing your legs. You want a sex toy or anything or Ecor?
I think she's getting too horny.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I
kind of
got
getting it.
She's
getting too horny and she's not getting it.
Oh.
She's getting horny.
Wow.
She's horny.
Fun.
Can anybody else?
Okay.
Feels like so good to breathe again.
Breathe now. It does. Again. That's the great thing about these fun latex
great thing
things.
About breasts.
Good to put them on and take them off. And put them on.
Wait, what happened to your latex?
Yeah.
Weren't you wearing? Didn't I put latex on you?
Got a little hot.
Got a little hot.
Hot.
Okay,
yeah.
So where's the whole gagging routine going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leticia's gonna get gagged.
Okay. Let's
she
put
has to
Leticia.
Get on her knees.
You're getting on your knees.
She been late.
Yes.
Well.
Okay.
Goodness.
Does somebody else want to wear the mask while we're?
Phoenix.
Okay. Where's the mask? Yeah. Someone else want
Phoenix?
To wear. Phoenix is going to wear the mask.
It's her turn.
Oh. You're going to get horny?
Uh-oh.
Just remember.
Watch out.
The other way. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, she goes for it right when she feels it. Right? That's the truth.
So now we are
gagging
Leticia. Gagging Latina Leticia. Cannot speak.
Bridally.
This is like what Trump is trying to do to Stormy. Gag her. And what do you need?
You got your hand, baby.
Okay.
Oh, I got my hand.
Do you need a whip?
Your
I have
original
whips.
Whip.
I have
original whip.
Oh,
yeah,
I love the feather.
The feather.
Feathers.
I mean, I have feathers.
It's not gonna hurt, but I just love it.
It doesn't hurt, no.
You gotta bend over.
Mm. There you go, to the camera.
Here's
she doesn't know when I'm gonna do it. Started off slow.
Whoa.
Do you like it?
Put the mic down.
Tell me you like it.
Don't hit too hard with the feather. If you want to hit hard or not so hard, I don't want the feather to split. Yeah, exactly. It's
watch
not the
out.
Right color anyway.
There you go.
The emotions might change, doctor.
Yes.
There you go.
Here we go.
Let her feel that sensation, like that steam.
Ooh.
Tell me you like it.
That
tell
is
me
a Jux leather Jux slapper. Leather.
From flower to leather.
Mm-hmm. And this is Gas Mask Girl.
Yeah, turn on, baby. Get hot while you're doing it. Turn on, baby.
And
turn
now
on.
Phoenix has watch the gas mask on.
Watch out, Leticia.
Yeah, turn on. There you go. Yeah, breathe. Turn on. There you go. Smack those feet.
Okay.
Smack them.
She's
those feet are bad.
Getting smacked.
Uh-huh. Those feet are bad. Uh-huh. They real bad. Mm.
Watch out, Leticia. Watch out, Leticia.
She's bad.
I have no control.
I saw you leaning on Mia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we're coming up with things that Leticia was bad for.
She bad.
She bad. Right.
You know what you did.
Mm-hmm. Leticia, watch
bad,
out.
She bad.
Tell me you love
she
it.
Bad girl.
You're I think she
girl.
Is a bad
get up.
Girl.
Yeah, look at mm-hmm. her. She in trouble.
Well, I don't know if you can tell just by looking.
She in trouble.
Are you a good girl?
But,
look at
oh,
her.
Look
trouble.
At her. She's also a good girl. But she's a bad girl. And she's a good girl. And she's Leticia of the Gas Mask Girls. Wow. They really put you through your paces. Yeah. Look at you with your little...
Will you
like
will
a horsey. You have a bit
will you
in your mouth.
Bridle in her mouth.
Now she's a good horsey.
Bit.
Mm. See? We have you in a gag and Trump in a gag.
Man.
Right? Everybody's gagged.
They both have something down their pothole.
Right. Two naughties. Mm. We have our naughty children. I'm spanking mine with Forbes magazine, and you're just whacking yours with a Jux leather slapper.
Bare feet.
Bare feet. Mm.
Bad toes.
Okay.
Not good feet.
So, enough puppet show. Can you dance with that thing? Kind of, yeah, okay. Well, she can always take it off. All right, so we have two rappers in green. I guess we could go from one to the other. How about our guest rapper come in with something else?
Sure.
All right. Would you like to do that?
No problem if they'll let me. I've got two songs back there. They'll play
two songs. No, I just said one. Okay. No, okay, no. Oh, you mean you already did the one?
Right. This is the second one.
Yeah, this is the second one. Right. Okay, so they know which one the second one is? The one that's not Hempster.
Right.
What's it called?
The first one's called 32 Degrees in the Desert.
32 degrees in the desert.
Love cold. Is like ice in this cold. Hot land of devils. And I say, you will not melt me down, my glacier's in the dirt. It just keeps love solid through it all. Love is powerful in today's day. And we're using it in the song in saying that 32 degrees in the desert. Stay love.
Metaphor.
Love.
Through it all. Stay in love.
Stay in love. I try to. Max, you hear that? You gotta, yeah. Be present. Well, I'm staying in love.
I just feel like when you said that, I was just like mesmerized by you, and I felt. I like that.
Put
metaphysical.
It
sound like it's you know.
How you doing, Phoenix? You're getting horny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love is real.
Here, come on out. Let's see you.
Got some beautiful people in front of us.
Mask on.
You're horny off of.
And you should have the poet here sing this.
Phoenix.
Phoenix. All right.
The lovely.
The lovely Phoenix. And her tutu. She's in quite the St. Patrick's lassie.
She's so cute. I love her.
Outfit.
Mm. Ooh, maybe we can have Mariposa tie up Phoenix.
Ooh.
She's down for that.
Mariposa, are you down for... A little bondage.
Tie that bad girl up. She's a bad girl, too.
She's got some handcuffs up in the front if you want to go grab some of those.
All right.
She's been a bad girl.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She told her to bend over.
You have the right to remain silent.
I'm jealous right now.
She told her to bend over and put your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
Bend over. Yeah.
But we should have her show her boobs first.
Bend over and put your hands
behind your back.
Put your hands behind your back.
Let her show her boobs first.
Oh, yeah.
Take out your boobs now.
Take off your boobs
now.
What was that?
What was that?
What was that?
What was that, Phoenix?
What is that?
Business card.
Business card.
Keep that. That's your business right there.
Let's do some business.
Pot of gold.
Let's have some fun.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. How are we doing here?
The lovely Phoenix.
The lovely Phoenix Dawn.
Lovely breast.
As Gas Mask Girl.
Hey, mamma mia.
You want to what?
Cuff her.
Cuff her, yes.
Cuff her.
Now you can do that.
Behind your back like
cuff her.
Cuff her. Backwards, that's fucker.
Like you're praying. Like that. Perfect.
Cup support.
I will help with this.
Oh, yay. What? Let's not get your glove.
Oh, this is really hot.
Oh.
Hmm. With the mask on, it's strange. It's going to happen.
Got some ropes.
Maybe not.
We're going to undress Phoenix. You're a bad girl.
You're a bad girl.
She is.
She's bad for wearing such a difficult corset.
Those
bad
beautiful
corset.
Breasts.
Bad corset.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the difficult section of the difficult undressing section of the Dr. Block Show.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun to have difficulty undressing?
Yes. No. This is what reality TV is all about.
No, and now we have the pink rope.
No wardrobe
malfunction. This is like the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson malfunction with the breast out.
All right.
This is purposeful malfunction.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. We put it usually on the wrist, but since we've already have that covered.
Put it across our nipples.
We don't need that one.
Yeah, across the nipples.
I remember this rope.
Right across the old nipple.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You can talk to this woman, actually.
How do you feel?
Right across the old nipple.
How are
you can talk to her. She'll send you on a trip.
You can talk to... Oh, Max, you're talking to the people in the Facebook
land?
Yes,
I'm talking to the people out there, the audience, the vast audience.
Oh, yes.
You can also talk to Phoenix Dawn.
But there's different audiences right now.
If you need love and if you need sex and you need relief, do call us.
Wow.
Do call.
She's
the Dr.
totally
Susan
tied
Show.
Up now.
As for Phoenix Dawn.
Rope, our little tutu.
Yeah. Oh.
Lassie girl.
You like it?
She says harder.
She is.
She says harder.
To give gas mask
all
girl.
All of you out there watching Bonobo.
On St. Patty's Day in Bonoboville.
Yes.
Getting
on the Dr.
whacked.
Block Show.
For... her naughtiness.
All of these latex on gasmaskgirl.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Get the best latex gloves on. Mm-hmm.
So.
The best tasting gloves.
Colorful.
On latexgirls.com.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gasmaskgirls.com.
Oh, and now you've got the latex glove on.
On gasmaskgirls.com.
Yes.
Ooh. You could get one.
This is latex love.
Latex love.
Latex love.
Or latex lust.
This is it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Look no further.
The mask.
You are here.
Look at that ass.
Love it.
All those square blocks. Look at all those square blocks.
That's it.
She's spanking every square block.
Bad girl.
Very bad girl.
She got all F's on her report card. All F's.
All F's.
She got F at lunch.
She got suspended.
for lunch. How you get kicked out of lunch? Gym class.
That's there you go.
Only Phoenix can do it.
She had too many Lucky Charms.
Too many boxes of milk.
Let's hear it for Phoenix, the new gas mask girl, and Mistress Mariposa.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Leticia, and Renee, and Mia, and Sean Goth, and Metaphysical. I did say you were going to do something, and then they got going. Here's your chance.
One time for your mind, twice for the dome, third rock from the sun.
Okay, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
He was supposed to do another song.
Do you have music we bring in?
Where's his music? Yeah. Hey, put his music on, hey.
This heat, my man be trying me. Keeping me tight, doing beliefs in what I be. Ice cold, beliefs in what I be. Ice cold, right? Lemon for lemonade. Put in a skillet and I'm chilling in it.
Turn it up.
Devil don't get it. It's belief release me from its flame. Burning sensation inflicting upon the maid. Walking society, the heat is knowing thee. I've been freezing up some of the devil's men. My friends, I'm traveling across steady desert. Be like that mental scope, know that you can't get hurt. I'm traveling in search of comfort known as family. To me like North Pole from calamities. I see remains of others, oodle pools of puddles. They melted down, so overwhelmed by devil's troubles. Across my family, my grandma had a say. It is belief that will make the mate. So standing steady tall, chilling in the desert. Heat's all around me, not disturbing my comfort. It is belief that keeps me cool inside this devil weather. Some demons want the chill so bad I see them sporting sweaters. Perpetrate to Papa Lucifer, he's seeing these. Got them heated soldiers marching to a freeze like it's 32 degrees in the desert. You cannot melt me down, my face is in the dirt. Tastes like 32 degrees in the desert. I make the frothy chill, the flame will make the hurt. She wears a skirt as she lurks to on top of me. At times it's feminine, the flame is hard to say. What? Love in the land of devils. Love rules, right? Aside communities of Highlander devils, be my lovers like ice. You wanna melt me down, my legs is in the dirt. Love rules, right? Aside communities of demons and devils on my body like fleas. Today, savages remain from technology. The devil roams the earth, heating society. It's God is speaking indeed. Father is not claiming me. No mean to open up my family business, G. See, family is not immune to the flame of devil. This heat is all around. Pick up on the treble. So I'm on the one time low heavy incognito. For these all alone, therefore I'm to myself. Must stay focused like a crystal, that's what I be. Roaming terrain, the fire plains below me. Feels like I'm coming closer now to my destiny. A taste of northern wind is finally hitting thee. Yet I'm still upon this cold like sand across the desert. I'm seeing larger pools and puddles now bubbling. Time like these, you give thanks, man, for what you got. Don't suffocate, lose your fate and be a have-not. Meditate, pass your time like in a cubicle. If you feel the perspirations on the bro. My pace is slowing now, I can feel it, yo. Meditate walking, unknowing the ground with snow. I found 32 degrees in the desert. I will not melt down, my grace is in the dirt. Tastes like 32 degrees in the desert. You cannot melt me down, my grace is in the dirt. Tastes like 32 degrees in the desert. I make the frothy chill, the flame will make the hurt. She wears a skirt as she lurks to on top of me. At times it's feminine, the flame is hard to say. Love in the land of devils. Love rules, right? Aside communities of Highlander devils, be my lovers like ice. You will not melt me down, my grace is in the dirt. 32 degrees in the desert. 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 32 degrees, 32 degrees, 32 degrees, 32 degrees. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
32 degrees in the desert.
You will not melt me down, my gaze is in the dirt. It's focus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen. You will not melt me down, my gaze is in the dirt. For all those out there doing this, one time for your mind and keeping this tight, hold light. You will not melt me down, my gaze is in the dirt. This is one time for your mind. And twice for the dome. And third rock from the sun. Yo. Tastes like 32 degrees in the desert. I make the frothy chill, the flame will make the hurt. She wears a skirt as she lurks to on top of me. At times it's feminine, the flame is hard to say. Love in the land of devils. This is a long song. Love rules, right?
Aside
communities
so.
Of hollering the devils be my lovers like ice. Are you cool with it? Do we know what we done?
I don't know. How long is it?
32 degrees in the desert. 32 degrees in the desert.
It's kind of cold in the desert.
32 degrees in the desert.
32.
32 degrees in the desert. 32 degrees. 32 degrees. 32 degrees. 32 degrees. 32 degrees. 32 degrees. 32 degrees in the desert.
Woo! Yes. Metaphysical, live from Bonoboville.
Thank you, folks. One time.
Thank you, darling. 32 degrees in the desert.
Yeah.
And right. It's...
love yourself is what it's all about. Love yourself on this planet Earth.
Getting much hotter in here.
You got that right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gonna make my girls put jackets on.
I got laid tonight. Wow.
Yes, yeah. You did. You got laid.
You.
How much time do we have?
Physically.
Are we done? Are we?
Well,
we have how much time?
Well, we need to say goodbye to everybody.
We do need to say goodbye to everybody.
I'm thinking about you too.
So I think that's what we're gonna do.
And then E-Corp, if he would grace us with
A final
yes.
Moving out after we say goodbye. Should we say goodbye first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
I'm going to slurp on my little dick here.
Tune in next week.
Thank you, Metaphysical.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me, Doctor.
Thank you.
Stay green.
You know I will.
Yeah. I do. Keep those limericks coming. And Sean.
Yay.
The goth.
What's up, girl?
All right, Sean.
Wow, Sean. Where do we...
this is a new generation
we find
of women.
You're like a hemp here. Legalized. This is you on Twitter, Legalize991. What is your hemp philosophy? Talk in the mic.
My hemp philosophy is that everyone should have the right information. Because the people who are against it don't have the right information, and that's why they're against it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that was even tempered. Okay. I mean, I say,
smoke it.
Toke it.
Drink it.
Drink it. Eat it.
The purpose of
wear Europe. Clothes made out of it.
Exactly.
Declaration of Independence is made out of it. Everything. It's just an all-purpose, wonderful weed. It's
plants.
The wonder weed. It's the green
plants.
Weed. It is, you know, I mean, it's I know St. Patrick's
plants.
Day is about a different kind of green. But and we got 420 coming soon. But it's a great weed.
You
gotta
say everything green is good.
Everything green is good, and of course, E-Cor is an expert.
Yeah. Green crosses. Believe it.
Talk on the microphone. Now, what were you saying about broccoli, ma'am?
Don't sit on your
microphone. We smoke that good broccoli.
Believe it.
I'm a good girl.
You're a good girl. You are a good girl, Mariposa.
I bet you are. A good
you
girl.
Didn't get spanked tonight.
But you're a bad girl, too.
Oh, but
yeah.
I'm bad.
You're going
to
see how bad you
to
are
the
when
bone.
He first starts singing.
All right, where can we find you guys?
Yeah, Gas Mask Girl.
On gasmaskgirls.com. Mariposa and Leticia.
Mariposa
there we go.
Leticia.
There you go.
Oh, Mariposa, you have a separate one, huh? You have a separate Twitter? No, or you're just both on there sometimes, on Gas Mask Girl.
We're both on Twitter and on gasmaskgirls.com.
I see. And on Facebook.
Yay!
You can like them on
yes,
Facebook.
And on Facebook.
And Sean Goth is also on Facebook. And thank you, Renee, for bringing the girls along.
Yes.
Keeping your coat on. You want to take your coat off just for the song?
It's the pimp coat.
Take your coat off.
Because he's going to sing now. It's going to get hot in here.
Take your coat off.
I'm telling you.
So take off all
your
clothes.
Yeah,
we
take it off. Oh, yeah.
Matching there.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
white
girl.
Coats, white shirts.
Nice. We see you got laid.
Oh, matching together. Look at that.
All right. So, where is Mia?
Where is what?
I don't know. But we're going to have a little song here. I think we need to take some clothes off.
Where is
he's got too many clothes
Renee
on.
Renee, take some clothes off.
You're wearing a jacket. Let's do
it.
The jacket has to go. Or you're gonna get
Look, he's got the Green Cross shirt on. St. Patty, okay.
St. Patty's Day.
Oh.
I'm torn as to whether I should have you take that off. Here, turn around so we can take a picture with it.
I don't have my bonobo shirt on.
I know you don't, so.
It's all right. The Green Cross is still good.
So we accept that.
Accept that.
Okay, and now we don't.
The shirt has to go. Yeah. The shirt has to go. The shirt has to go.
You don't work out in the gym for nothing. Woo!
Hey. Yo, everybody say Bonobleville.
Bonobleville.
Say Bonobleville.
Bonobleville.
Oh, y'all ain't on. Y'all ain't on point. It's got to go like this. You got to say Bonobleville.
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 That's the how you fuck you do it. You that, dig? Let's go, A.
We got
give me some volume. All these gas mask girls in the building tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Garth in the building tonight. All this green in the building tonight. Metaphys in the
green
building tonight.
Green underwear.
Doc Block in the building tonight.
I like the personal touch.
Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Latisse, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. That girl can go.
Yeah.
She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times John Piece, added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, and I'm a wolf, I roam, and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an ass quake, damn. Baby, you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing up like, she bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that block can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go bang. Everybody stop and look at her pop that thing. Bang, got her ready to spin some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo, yeah. Showing me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a mask. I don't even know, but this night for show, that deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight, through these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static, the baddest one in the club, right shit. Yes, sir, I ain't lying, I'm fine. She got it like that, she bad. Ooh. Yeah, look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing.
Yeah.
Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body. Work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody wants to do your thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. 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 I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a rise, so I had to buy both rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb, yeah. She dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, girl, yeah. That girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing up like beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Let me hear y'all say it. Come on, she bad. Let me hear y'all say it. What?
She bad.
She bad.
What?
What? She bad.
Yeah, she bad.
Woo. She bad. Equal the wolf in Bonobleville.
We all bad.
They all bad.
We all bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Ikor. I'm the gas mask girl.
All right. Gas mask girl.
And the Dr. Susan Block Show. Woohoo!
Thank you, Susan Block.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you all. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Yes, indeed. Bonobos. Get lucky, so you can get lucky too. Follow the Bonobo way. of peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll see you next week.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.